live from Afghanistan with Marines from the 2nd MAW of the Marine Air Wing there. We have joining us the commanding officer of the Marine Air Control Group 28 Detachment in Afghanistan, Lieutenant Colonel Tom Bages is with us. Good morning, Colonel. How are you? Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Yes, good.
Yeah, I am, sir. Hi.
Good. It's good to have you along with us here today. Tell us a little bit about what the Marine Air Control Group 28 does and about your deployment there in Afghanistan, what you're doing there.
Yes, sir. So first of all, I'd like to just thank you so much for having us tell our story. It's great to get the support from the American people and, radio shows like yourself. To answer your question, what we do here, I know you interviewed Brigadier General Walters before. My job with the Marine Air Control Group is to manage his aviation assets.
Mm-hmm.
And I do that through a wide variety of extremely talented young men and women, both Marines and sailors.
Well, again, we thank you for your service there. It's our honor, really, to have you on with us today, and we look forward to more of our discussions coming up in the weeks to come. And there in Afghanistan, are there some particular challenges that you were training for here that you're facing in Afghanistan in terms of terrain and everything else where the air assets are going to be?
Sure. We had a pretty exhaustive training program before we came out to Afghanistan, and a lot of the challenges that we faced in our training actually helped us prepared for our mission over here in Afghanistan. But once again, I have a lot of young folks here that work in with the air traffic control, managing complex data networks, establishing communications architecture, conducting radio repair, operating just a multifaceted systems, and really that type of training, we were able to do that back in Cherry Point. But
mm-hmm.
When we got out here, we found a significant more responsibility, controlling of all the aircraft on the whole western side of Afghanistan. I know the general talked about the Helmand province and the Nimruz province, but we had basically that whole western side Afghanistan. But the Marines are doing a great job providing essential command and control to deliver the full weight of coalition air to support our ground forces, because that's really why we have our aviation resources, to support that guy on the ground.
Now, I'm amazed you guys do it all the time, but you listen to air traffic controllers, and I hear the conversations when I've been in planes sometimes and had the privilege of being able to listen in on the headphones. Just the language and the lingo that you use from one to another is amazing. And I just wonder, are there any additional challenges when you get a good British accent coming in there from some of the assets from Great Britain?
We do, and you bring that up, and we have a great working relationship with our fellow brother at arms from the British. It is a huge coalition, and I do have people that work with the British forces, because it is. I mean, the command and control spans so wide, but once again, it's really gets down to the talent that these young men and women have. Not only do I have folks in the control towers, but I actually have Marines and sailors that sit right next to General Walters, sit next to the other commanders in the task force, just making sure that all those critical aviation resources are doing what the generals want them to do. So just a tremendous amount of responsibility we place on these young men and women.
Yes, and they perform so well. When you have a handoff like this, when you go in and take over in one spot, are there some great lessons that you learn? Is information that you get that you don't get when you're at home and training at New River Cherry Point?
Well, I tell you, I received a great turnover for Lieutenant Colonel Tommy Dodds, who's actually on the West Coast. The uniqueness that we provide the Marine Aviation, I mean, there's only the East Coast and then the West Coast, and then we have some forces out in Okinawa. So it is a small group. Because of that, we get to know each other, and we were obviously communicating before we even took over. So I think through the work that Lieutenant Colonel Dodds did prior to me really set us up for success for us to roll in and just continue on the improvements that they've made throughout the Afghanistan theater.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you go, this is from a civilian's perspective. And again, we are talking today with Lieutenant Colonel Tom Bages, commanding officer of the Marine Air Control Group 28 detachment there in Afghanistan. And again, as he told us, the western half of Afghanistan, basically controlling and responsible for. When you go into a place like that, do you bring radar? Do you bring other elements there, or are you taking over elements that are in place there? I'm just curious how that works.
Well, I've actually had the privilege to serve twice over here, and the first time I was here, that's exactly what we did. We did bring the radars over there to provide that surveillance coverage to assist in the control of aircraft. So we did do that, and we're obviously continuing to keep these systems operating. The environment here is hot. I think today's forecast was supposed to be 100 degrees. I don't even think we're a degree over 99 over here, Ben.
Oh yeah, keeping cool. That's right. That's right. The AC's on. Spring in Afghanistan. Let's look ahead here just a little bit. Now you're looking at a pretty wide range of area to cover. Are you finding that obviously you have to be very vigilant, that we're not quite sure exactly what is going to happen in any given area, or is your cooperation with ground communication also giving you some pretty good clues about what's going on?
Absolutely. It is a team effort here for both the air and the ground, and obviously providing us oversight is the U.S. Air Force, too. They provide us great resources to tap into to provide that overwatching mm-hmm. and assist us in our job as well. I mean, it's just there really isn't it's not a one man show at all, and it's just good to be part of the United States Armed Forces in general.
Well, again, we are so proud of all the work that you're doing there, and we just appreciate that you take some time out to be with us and speak not only to some of the other Marines that are in our audience here today, but also to all of us, as we all want to be behind you and see that you come home safely and that you get your job done to the best of your ability. Again, we're speaking with and we're proud to have with us this morning Lieutenant Colonel Tom Bages, commanding officer of the Marine Air Control Group 28 detachment in Afghanistan. And, Colonel, thank you for being with us, and we look forward to hearing from more Marines in the weeks to come.
All right, thanks, sir. And I just want to recognize our spouses, too. They do a lot of work back in the rear, keeping the home fires burning. So we couldn't do our job without them.
We're going to be speaking with the CEO of Operation Homefront on that very subject coming up a little bit later on this morning. So thanks again for being with us here today. We'll have more to come in just a moment here on Coastal Daybreak.